What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And you know I'm Dove Magnum with the JoJo Without Fear.
And I'm Jasmine Brand.
All right. And Dove Magnum, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. It's an honor, you know.
All right. I told you all the jujus are here ready to go.
Juju posted everywhere.
Yeah. My juju's been out of commission, so jeez, I think I'm back in a couple days.
But that might be a good topic, though. Is it out of commission when?
To me, it's out of commission. I don't fuck on my period.
We don't really. Jesus Christ, what happened? We don't do that part. We don't broke red light. We don't broke stop light.
Towards the end, is it okay?
No.
Okay.
Make it drain out.
Sorry. Okay. Jasmine thinks it's okay.
I think it's okay at the end.
I think it's okay all the way through, but you know.
I got to just.
Gigi, really? Gigi?
Yes.
Jesus, peace, Gigi. I damage your JoJo.
Well, only reason I don't like that is because, first of all, have you ever been having sex and got your period?
Yes.
And then realize, like, this feel a little sticky and it smells like iron a little.
It does, right?
Me don't know what it smells like, but me fuck already, I'm period. Why fuck do my period?
Listen, hold on. You got to spit your gum out.
Oh, sorry.
The gum, please.
Here you go.
Remember, I like have things in my mouth, Angela. Where are you going?
Oh, I know you always got to have something in your mouth.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about our guest, Dove Magnum, first of all. So you live in Atlanta now.
Yes, ma'am.
How hard is it to find a guy in Atlanta?
Boy, it's kind of, you see me not really, date nobody in Atlanta like that, because I'm not going to say it's hard. You can't even tell the man from woman nowadays in Atlanta, so.
Not all of them, come on now.
No, it's like you have all the straight man, them act straight, and then at night time, them act a different way. So it's like, you don't even know, so. You just have to be lucky if you catch a one out there and him straight and a fling pee a cocky. You understand? You know, so well. That's your cocks, man.
He's a cocky.
Yeah.
Gigi, you lived in Atlanta for a while.
And hopefully I'll be going back soon. But we can talk about that later. It's been a while since I lived in Atlanta. I actually just visited Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I had a really good time.
Did you have problems ever, like, you know, with men? Because they always talk about how hard it is to find a man in Atlanta in particular.
They do. Yeah.
No, I was in a few relationships.
At once?
No, well, I was there during the, I lived there for 9 years.
Okay, you said it.
So within the 9 year span that I lived there, I was in a couple of relationships. So I guess I can say no, it wasn't hard.
So there's no shortage of
but then I ended up with somebody that wasn't from Atlanta. So I guess that answers that.
So there's no shortage of straight men in Atlanta.
I mean, they've been saying that for years.
Right.
Yeah, but what I say is like, remember some me a Jamaican, you know, and yeah, I not say me a discriminate. Say, oh, me only date Jamaican or Caribbean man or whatever, but it kind of hard for me because me not understand them when them talk.
Oh,
let me get some pussy. Like, like, that's not sexy.
Ooh, okay. You know I'm glad you said that.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, it's not a heavily populated Jamaican community in Atlanta, as far as I know of.
They have a lot of Jamaicans.
Yeah,
we scatter all about down there. We're there, but you see, with the Jamaicans, them down there is like 5 pussy to 1 dick,
and that's what the problem is.
I mean, it's like that with the American guys too, girl.
I know you have problem with them, you know, but you know what I mean? When the cocky the sweet, I'll 6 hours a fuck and suck that same dick there. So at the end of the day, like me, I say, for we and I, what we used to have, what we like or what we want. Yeah, you understand what I say? It's hard sometimes for we to find it, because sometimes we find a Yankee youth, and yeah, I'm going to say Yankee because
we're Yankees.
Right? So you guys understand. So sometimes we date a Yankee, man like me. I fuck all a Yankee boy. I just want to suck up my hole. I can't deal with that, in Angela. I'm allergic to that part right there. So.
Oh, man.
I can't last long. I don't need that. So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, me kind of rough for me out there, really. If say me a date and then know that me in the music industry, do what I'm doing, I can't really fuck like that no more.
No more.
Yeah.
Before though.
Yeah. It was a problem before though.
When pussy good if you get fuck.
All right, well, let's talk about lines that do work, because I wanted to discuss that, right? Because we've all had situations where somebody approached us, and how does that work? Because I know a lot of guys out there need help on how to talk to a woman. So I put it out on Twitter, right? I said, what lines have worked for you and what lines haven't? And I want to hear what y'all think about these. Now, one person said, and I think this one will always work. Are you hungry?
Absolutely. That's the best one.
Me not think so because me done big already, so you can't ask me if me hungry.
But at least he want to take you out to eat instead of just come over.
Yeah. Me don't want him nothing. Give me money in my hand. Give me the money in my hand. Me see something I want.
You give me money.
Say so food partner work for me. Ask me. What's your bank?
Well, thank you. We need a purse. All right, how about this? Damn, girl, you got more cakes than a bakery.
Not lame. Mm-mm.
It's terrible.
Cake cannot be, see, there be a fat things the boy want. Come say to me, you know. Cake cannot be a crammy, bigger fat. No.
Now, one person said, they said, damn, let me see your dick.
Yeah, me like that.
What?
You would say so that to somebody?
A girl obviously said that to a guy.
A girl, okay. It's like, we know okay. Which one.
Pull your dick out.
No, I got so confused.
Have a body.
Let me see your dick.
It was a guy that wrote it, but...
Oh,
see?
What?
But which is fine.
Saying,
yeah.
But I'm saying, we as women, right, could say, damn, let me see your dick.
The man write that for we for say it. Or he must say that.
Yeah, it worked on him.
Not
somebody said that to him and it worked. A girl said to him, damn, let me see your dick.
Oh, yeah, boo.
Yeah.
Was it showing through the print? Like the print was showing through the sweatpants or something? Like, where did she
even when you're not seeing a print more,
you want to see it?
Me wall in front.
You know, you can't do that nowadays with the Me Too movement. You can't approach guys like that either. You can't say to a guy, let me see your dick.
It depends on the type of guy where you step in front.
That's so funny.
It's the truth. Because some boy like when girls say, yeah, boo, what going with that under you?
Now, if a guy says that to you, would you like that? Like that aggressive? What's going on with you? Let me see the juju.
It depends, you know. That's what I said. Or you step to the man.
Right.
So if it's a man, you know, again, I look at idea, I look around. Then, so for instance, like all the cameraman right now, he have a Shreps that go on for him. Mm. Yeah, man, him look like him can get some.
We talking about you.
So,
trying to keep it straight, you know,
with him sitting around here and maybe eyes me, because baby, I'm seeing you through these. You understand?
You can see it?
Yeah, man, I see him good.
Uncomfortable.
So, if depends on the eyes or him action, and then me.
She's
probably
looking
feel
at him,
the
so.
Action. And he maybe see me a walk, go through the door, and probably be like, I'll go on for that. You're gonna turn me on. Yeah.
You think you could tell by looking at a guy how big his dick is?
You want answer first?
I think it kind of depends. It's like it's gambling. It's like going to Vegas.
Gotta roll the dice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotta roll the dicks.
Yeah. Because I've been wrong sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, definitely have been wrong.
You got some snake eyes.
Like, because sometimes even when you see the look of bulge or the whatever. Mm-hmm. Nobody a beer balls, you know?
Yeah, yep. It might be a bubble.
Like some your big balls. Milk yeah. box balls. You know, yeah. Big, milk box big balls, them are hang down.
There's nothing worse than big balls and a little dick. That shit looks
that's
crazy.
It
looks like a community dick. You know, the meme where they go around with the glasses and the little dick and the two big balls.
Like it's a nose and a little...
You saw that, right? And it says community dick.
So nobody want that. Because balls, I think balls can't be like too big.
No, I mean, I like big balls. I mean, I like when boy balls hang, like, you know, them stretch out.
Oh, when they like gravity.
Oh, yeah.
It's like saggy titties.
But
like
don't they start to fall when you get old, though? No.
But
I'm talking about like.
You have some young boy with them long balls.
Oh, with the skin running. And the ball down
like
here?
Like you could tie them.
Oh, my God. I just had a visual.
Them the balls never fly down your throat.
Yeah.
You know, the calling the balls, them balls that slip down your
they
throat.
They be slapping you like a pendulum. When we...
Oh, I just go on a while ago. Them balls don't work good for me.
Have you ever approached a guy and said and tried to pick him up? Has anybody ever done that? Approached a guy first?
Me do that already. Yeah, man, me start do them things. I'm going to wait for a boy to tell me them. Me say a boy, I'm like, I say, yo, I'm going to give some fuck. And oh a new thing. Fuck yeah. God. Equal rights and justice. You tell me you want fuck me while me can't say me want fuck
they,
you.
So do guys get intimidated? Or do they?
It turned them on.
Okay.
Turn on the boy. I have a new thing now. I like going in your crutches.
Just go into their crotch?
I love what in your crutches. Meaning, I wonder why you talk to me like that. So, no hand underneath you. Yeah, right. That's all your crutches, man.
Damn, that shit scare him. Especially if he's not ready. Guys don't like you coming nowhere near their dick when they're not ready.
Why?
Because they got to be prepared.
They got to be ready.
First of all, you don't want to do that and don't feel nothing.
What do you mean?
Prepare for like. Like, where is it?
No, but you see, the thing is that it's like we, you know, you have to understand that juju pussy ladies, remember your juju mm-hmm. pussy now, your juju pussy now.
Yes, we got juju pussy in here.
All right, all so here what we're going is a new school thing to the dick thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said them have to prepare. Okay, ready? No, man, more than I forgot I'm going to prepare them.
Oh my gosh.
Rub him up and talk.
Rub him up. And then what if not? He might be nervous.
No, you know, I make him nervous because you're going to make him figure out. Be like, so I'm going to boost. Oh, yeah, your girl. Oh, yeah, your baby mama doing.
Oh, Lord. Here we go again with the baby mama.
Yeah, I'm just saying, how you and your girl doing? You must got a girl, y'all right? And while
everybody
you doing
got
all that,
somebody.
You rub down
yeah.
the dick.
Everybody.
Then the skin starts swell.
See how she did her tongue?
Swell.
Swell.
Yeah, feel it to roll off. Swell. Say it.
I can't.
Do it.
I can't do it.
Do it.
Swell.
Blood clots.
You gotta try that later.
I need to finish my drink first and then try it.
Now,
if you drink Hennessy, okay. Hennessy make your tongue jump.
It does?
Yeah, man, your tongue, Annie.
Hennessy makes your tongue jump.
I'm drinking tequila.
Okay. Me too.
I'm drinking Hennessy.
I need some. See it there?
Well, why don't you do it?
See it there? I know something with you different, you know.
She got Gigi Juju.
Damn.
All right, now somebody left this on my Instagram page. You ever had your back beaten like a nigga mad at you?
Your back?
Would you like if somebody said that to you?
Like,
should I be offended or is that a compliment?
No, that is nice. That is a turn on. It mean like, it might beat it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We in Jamaica, we call it pistol whipping. You know pistol whipping?
I know what the technical term is.
Yeah, pistol whipping, man. Mm,
with a gun. Beat you with
the
gun.
No, really beat her with a gun. See, people take the meaning wrong. You know what I mean? My man, I go beat. What the man I beat me with a gun for? Rest the gun for my ass, sorry, for the side of the bed.
Between his legs.
You know? Beat it.
If I come running to your house and say, I just got pistol whipped.
Right.
You not.
So you see, but in a pistol whipping, the way the dick whip you, where you look for the pistol like, girl, if I get a pussy, I'm a shot in your mouth.
Shot you in your mouth.
So
see, all of that, I'm a very gentle so sex person, right? I don't want nobody slapping me with the dick. I don't want none of that.
You can do it nice and neat. Maybe rub it across.
Yeah, you can rub it across.
Don't slap it though.
Don't
slap
it.
Bang. Rubbing balls by your nose.
Slap me with the dick. I know. Gigi likes that.
Okay, well then after
the I'm going to slap myself with the dick. Nose.
You slap yourself with the dick?
Yeah.
Yes, Gigi.
Mids up.
It
leave a mark.
Dick.
No.
Not that hard. He was going to be in pain if it left a mark.
you put the dick in your nose sometimes.
Okay, no.
Yeah, man, you see how to do the things
no,
then.
What?
So all you want him slapping your head of the dick, but you can't go in your nose. It's not going to fit, but you know you're trying like that fit.
Okay.
Yes. No.
You never can't put
tried
a dick
it.
Up your nose.
It's not going to go up
it's
your
not
nose.
Go,
it's just the
just
imagination of the dick you like, come from my nose.
And then...
You understand?
Oh my, I've never heard the suggestion, the
like,
dick up the nose recommendation. I've never.
It's not going to go, but just the visual just of just you trying like, to do it.
So.
That's a little dick.
So Gigi, let me ask you the question, Gigi.
Yes, ma'am.
Me mean like, me no mean say, you got to put the dick in your nose, you know. Remember so when boy are whining in your mouth, the boy whining in your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Him whining in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So you have different position, you can't take the whining in your mouth. Me lay down and boy wearing a man out. So when him take it out, put a dick in my nose, even if you can't go and rub it.
Just rub it. Okay, rub it. You can rub it
okay.
on you.
It's for nice.
Don't try to act like you all freaky. You don't even do anal. That's why we got you.
Me not do that part that become me can't shit good. So oh, me
have
me
you
got
you. Have you tried it though? Have you tried
what
it before?
Is this?
It's a plug.
Plug for the one.
It's the plug, girl.
But have you tried anal before?
No, girl.
It's a mini okay. one.
One
too.
Time, I did a give one boy some fuck, big man some fuck. When me the kind of, let me see, about 10 years ago.
So and you put a dick in your nose, but not in your butt.
Crazy.
Yeah, me, not in my nose, but me like when cocky get down in my face. So sometimes it dead. And then it just rise. So I'm just saying
shit.
It rub all about sometimes. You understand? But what me I say is the body whole part. Me can't do that part there.
Well, here, you hold this. Don't be scared of it.
So you can't go in my pussy?
Nah, listen. You can, but that's too small.
It's a mini.
This is for you. So listen, while you have your...
You really buy me this for me putting on my butt?
You like if a guy to put your thumb... You like a guy to put his thumb in your butt? Yeah. Can he put his thumb in your butt?
At that, the boy I do, I'm a friend until me nearly dead. I enjoy, I like him, you know, big man and thing, and me, I do. I'm going to notice something feel different and it feel weird. I'm going to go, so what blood clot? I'm going to turn around, I'm going to say, what you just do? I'm going to say, oh, that night, Mr. I'm going to do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Okay, so
that,
like,
just turn me off. I can't do the butt. We do anything else with
that
coffee.
That little butt plug is going to get you adjusted. I'm telling you, for your juju, this is going to help the juju.
She is.
Yeah, she is very. You're going to take that with you. Don't put it in your carry on.
It's small.
Don't put it in your carry on.
Put it on your nose.
Come on now, Dobie. We trying to, you know.
Yeah, tell me so out of everything. You want to give me a butt plug. You want to carry one dick.
Just try it.
All right.
And you could try it while he's in the juju. You do that, you know, with somebody's baby daddy.
Boy, I mean, I think it's like a record. Them boy, they're a bad man. I can't do, I do none of them things around them when they get body. You see? But boy, you might have one friend. She no room for take cock all about. So, I got to gift her this.
You going to re-gift her a gift? You can't re-gift that.
All right, I got to keep it.
You got to try it.
My mate, I don't know about it. I'm nervous.
That could fit in your nose. No, you know, give it a little try.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is there...
I'm going to call you and mention.
Yes, please. Now, I want to ask you something, right?
Yes.
Do you do the Kegels? You know what the Kegels are when you... with your juju, when you got to grip it. When you got to grip the dick. So, you know, you got to...
Yes, I'm a juju pussy, that man. Mm-hmm. When you quint up the cocky, you quint up the pussy pan the cocky.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. I just want to make sure.
Quint up the pussy pan the cocky. It's not every girl have muscle in them pussy. Mm-hmm.
No? I thought every... No?
No, girl. Mm, okay. A lot of them pussy beat out the muscle dead.
How do you know?
Because they have enough girl, them can't hold certain man, because watch this. You are wonder, oh, that boy there, would I whine in a year, or like, the fuck? He got a good dick, he cool everything. So... Why him not still a whining affair? Well, something wrong with your pussy.
It's wide and loose.
Something wrong with the pussy. A lot of girls have understanding of the mileage inside of them will run out.
Well, she did a rejuvenation.
How was that?
See that?
That's it.
You do what?
I did laser vaginal rejuvenation. She got her pussy tight.
Could you tell the difference?
Yes.
Really?
I can still tell the difference. Oh, and recently.
What do you mean?
It's a laser and it tightens it up from the inside.
It made her pussy tighter.
So it made it tighter. So it's tighter than it was before.
Oh, okay.
So recently I was shopping in the sex store for some little toys and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I bought some Benoit balls. Oh. And the lady told me to get like a larger size because I haven't used them before. But I knew that I had just got the rejuvenation. So I got a smaller size. Mm-hmm. And I need an even smaller size.
Wow.
Because I don't even have to squeeze to hold them in. They just stay up there.
So is it hard for you if somebody has a big dick?
What them do up there?
Benoit balls?
No, she's talking about the rejuvenation.
No, what did ball them do up here?
The Benoit balls. So the Benoit balls are these two metal balls. They're like weighted a little bit.
How big? Like this big?
They come in different sizes. Okay. The biggest ones are like this.
Whoa, I can't do that.
The ones I got is like that. It's like the second to the smallest size.
Mm-hmm.
So you put them inside you and you like Kegel, you squeeze to hold them in.
So what that do? Oh,
okay.
Tighten.
And make it
exercise. Helps to tighten. Yeah, tighten them up.
So them shits fall right back out.
So they fall right back out, exactly. So the bigger ones are the easier ones to hold. But I got the smaller ones because I felt like I didn't need the big ones and I could have went even smaller is the point.
So if you can't use a tampon.
Never hear nothing like that yet still.
Benoit balls, yeah.
I never know, say I have one ball, you just push up in there and push up a tiny.
It's called Benoit balls.
What's the longest you ever been without sex?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Like, what's the longest amount of time that you just haven't had sex?
I can't say like about six months.
6 months?
Yeah, that's a long time. Yeah, but I played my pussy.
Okay.
Like my comment, you know?
All right, so that's still good.
I watch porn.
Why were you having sex?
Why? I tell you, see the cock I needed once.
Mm-hmm.
And then through me that focus, I did some other little things. Me just kind of take my mind off it and wait till the cock come. But I played my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I call him, I show him, I play with it, I watch porn.
You play with your pussy with those nails?
It's not the nails play my pussy, boo.
So what you have a toy?
No. Because, all right, me used to have one vibrator one time, because I think same would I enjoy it, whatever, but then when I turn it on, it make too much blood clot noise. But it turn me on.
The noise?
Like, I don't want to hear that. That just turned me off. Why them can't make the vibrator wait, just do it, yeah, do a quiet. No sound. I'm just go and think about the boy I watch the porn. Me I get distracted. Like, right. It's like, I can't bother. So when I rub my pussy, I can't insert my own finger in my pussy. If I try to do that, all feeling dead. But rub it on the clit.
Okay, so not insertion, it's just on the clit.
Right, and play with the girl, Jojo.
You doing it now?
Yeah, look at it.
She's been touching it nonstop the whole time. The whole
right. No, because I have a ring in my pussy, so when my top will fuck, my pussy wet. Oh. Still wet. That's why Jojo have a ring.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So I used to have one of those.
Clit lit.
Does it make you cum more?
I hated it.
Why?
I had my hood pierced. I had my taint pierced. I had my nipples pierced. I had my tongue pierced.
Your hood
pierced.
And your one?
Taint.
To two time I have a pierce. Mm. I just have the hood part. Mm.
That's a lot of it would get money. In the, I did it when I was a stripper because I felt like everybody was naked, so I needed to like do put some jewelry on my shit or something.
An accessory.
Like,
you know,
it has a, it can bring a different vibes though. It's a gear that
it would always
vibes.
Get in the way, like with oral though.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. I can see that.
Well, you like when guys, you ever seen a guy with his dick pierced?
No, I've never seen none of them.
Where do where?
They it's called the Prince Albert.
Across the hole.
You see one?
Oh my god.
Yeah, stripper. A male stripper.
Oh, I never really see that.
And they also get like rings in the shaft.
What?
But that's
I've
like,
never seen
ooh,
that.
Ooh, that's what we're gonna do for you.
Wow.
We're gonna do a male review show. We're gonna get males. We're gonna have a party.
Yeah, let's do it.
You want some male strippers?
Am I going in front with your body?
Yeah, we're gonna get some male strippers. Yeah.
Oh, would you prefer male strippers or female strippers?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
So you like men and women?
Me never so me like man, I like feel up girls now and then. Me feel on the breasts. That's what my always do, like, hey boo, you're sexy and slap a girl ass.
Mm-hmm.
But my fantasy, me want one girl. If you go and eat my juju, while me babes are fuck it out. You know that? That's
oh,
my
wow.
fantasy.
Huh.
You never did that?
Me want to try it though. Me want to try it with it. When me know say, me got enjoy it and I know nothing if you disgrace me. If you understand what I mean. But that's my fantasy. Everybody have them look a wild, wild fantasy.
Okay. We all have fantasies about things that we might never do, right?
But me like see when ladies sexy in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like sexy. Make me pussy wet.
Okay.
But in a good way, but come here and say, yeah, she look good.
But you wouldn't do
just
nothing.
Yeah, good.
You wouldn't eat pussy.
No, me naga. So me naga eat the pum pum. Me naga. So me gonna eat the pum pum because maybe next year we all have to start near pussy. So you understand? Me naga say it right now, I read, but me not eat a pussy right now.
Mm-hmm. Not right now.
Yeah, cock.
Okay, cock. Just cock.
Yeah.
You remember the first time you ever sucked a dick?
Jesus Christ Almighty. You know, so I remember me even want to talk about it because if I go talk about it, the boy go say, oh, I mean, should I talk about it? And then I'm going to run with this piece of interview and go boss.
So you he still know, he still keeps in contact with you?
No, but him watch me stop on my story, them, and when me talk like a stories, him comment when he ready with him fake page when he am pinky, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5, 6 at the end. Yes. Me know if him fake page when him ready, him comment. Yeah. Yeah, chat about my brother when I him talk, like his sister talk.
It's
for
really
him.
You. It's
right.
Really him.
But him follow me all with him real page and them something. So I know even all when this go to him, I go watch and laugh. Like, but me never like it. Cause him hood did have skin on it.
Oh, he wasn't circumcised.
That's turkeneck.
That's the one that wasn't circumcised. Yeah. So you know what? Yeah. That's the worst, because then you gotta like roll it
I
back.
I doubt me, I tell you, yeah. So me, you know, my first wood sucking experience with a blood clot turkeneck dick. That wasn't cute.
But you didn't know anything different than that, right? Because that's what you thought.
No, what me say is, me know what different. Me know say it never did for look so, because when me used to watch a porn, the man see the cock, the man the cock when me a take it never look so.
Mm.
So me not ready for suck the man would have missed like it did rough.
Yeah.
It did rough because me never know like, oh my God, me think so me had it wrong. Like something that's me think say it was a retarded dick in front of me or something go on because when me used to he has the regular body head and so with him know it different. And then it black and blood clot ugly.
You said it was ugly?
Yeah.
Too much skin.
Like him have a twin dick, like one of that little piece of skin each hand from the top of him would have to your cat don't have his skin. Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's why guys gotta be well.
Me never stay long though.
You said what?
She didn't stay long. Mm. She didn't stay real long.
So
I never know if what me I do, but me try to do it.
Remember the first time you got your pussy ate? Your juju?
Yeah, when me laugh like Aina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the first time?
Yeah, the boy near me nearly dead.
And
I never knew like what to do. We're going mad. Some of us, seven or two like it, and you know, all right, like me, I say, I'm not against the male that do it. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, and I'm not against the female that love it, you know. But remember now, you know, and not every guy love even when getting his dick sucked. It's not a lot of guys. They will do get it and fuck. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, some guy, like, if you don't, if them dick not suck, them can't fuck her, they can't get them in the mood. Right. So I am the type of girl where we take a one suck here and there, but me no know, me, it's not something I really want.
So you're not gonna let him come on you or nothing?
Yeah, man, the boy for coming on my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. That's that warm juice.
Warm juice.
Yeah. Sometimes you have some of them a taste, but I never boy taste the same. Some of them have an aftertaste. Yeah, go like, you know.
Yeah, they don't change their diet.
Mm-hmm. Them, yeah, they not eating some. They need some juice.
Mm-hmm. What do I forgot to tell you?
Yeah, some fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, tell them to eat that means they eating bad.
Start juicing. Mm-hmm.
Smoking
water.
Too much.
Eating pork.
Smoking cigars.
Weed and grandma.
Yeah, dick tastes like cigar grandma. Smoke.
Cocky juice tastes like grandma with Hennessy.
You like Hennessy?
Yeah.
But we don't want the dick to taste like Hennessy. Yeah,
I'm like, grandma.
That sounds amazing. Mm.
Today's show is brought to you by L'Oreal Color & Co. Tired of unpredictable hair color results? Discover Color & Co., the home hair color personalized just for you by L'Oreal. You'll get a free consultation with an expert hairstylist who will custom blend a salon-quality shade for your hair needs. In your color box, you'll receive personalized instructions and all the tools you need for guaranteed results, no matter your hair color goals. Blonde, red, brown, vivid, or pastel, you can do it all. With endless color possibilities, we'll create the one just right for you at colorandco.com. Now, I remember when I was younger, I used to try to dye my hair by myself and it would fall out. Well, I never have that problem with L'Oreal Color & Co. It always matches perfectly. Y'all know I like my blonde hair, so it always works out very well. And I just love this whole system. And I think it's amazing that they give you free consultations just to make sure that it blends perfectly. Nobody else is doing that. So take the guesswork out of at-home hair color with Color & Co. Personalized Hair Color by L'Oreal. Use code Angela at colorandco.com for $10 off your first order. That's code Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at colorandco.com for $10 off your first order now.
Now, I want to talk about right before you have sex. Mm. Are there certain things that you have to do? Right, because we have these rituals before you have sex. Like, I got to make sure that I got to go pee first. Because I definitely always pee before I have sex.
Yeah.
I can't just do it. I'll be like, first I got to pee because I don't want to have to pee during sex.
I forget that little comfortability there in your pum pum. So I understand.
Because you ever had to pee in the middle of sex and be like, all right.
A nine is like it broke your vibes.
Yeah, it fucks everything up.
Boy.
Yeah. No.
I'm squirting.
Do not do that.
I couldn't better get up my pace. He's squirting me a squirt. I don't know me a squirt.
You squirted before?
No, my piece funny boy.
Oh my God. You peed on somebody?
Me never feel like get up, got a bathroom, and me a ride body. I'm one pee pee, so I'm a pee pee.
Oh my God. All right, well, I'll stop. I'll be like, hold on, I got to pee.
Yeah.
If me ever tell him all of me, I got to pee, me, the vibes I got cut, so me in the middle, I'm one come and him a come. I'm sorry, but I'm the kind of piece.
If I gotta go, I gotta go. Because it's gonna be hurt. It's gonna get worse.
It'll make you not come.
Yeah, I know.
You said, trust me, I know.
We gonna just have to hit that reset button.
But sometimes you be trying.
But that's what I'm saying. If you get up out of sex and figure pee, it's like it just broke. You know, the vibes there.
Yeah.
You have to go back to try and get back that sweet little water there.
That's
you know?
Fine.
Start over.
Mm-hmm. I start over. Start over with the.
You ever had to fart during sex?
Blunt.
I've had gas before and I just hold
fart,
it.
The real fart are the nice with the pussy make. On the car fart.
No, a real
no,
fart.
Real fart.
Like poop.
Like you had tacos.
Like poop on the boy.
Not, no, no, yeah.
Not actual poop.
Not real poop. Yeah,
but no. We Jamaicans say poop.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that means fart?
Fart. Okay. Yeah, you are poop on the boy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Also, we got shit. We use doodo or didi.
Oh, okay. Didi?
Didi. We got didi. And we got doodo.
All right. No offense to diddy.
Poop on the same thing. No, I said Didi.
I know. All right, so you ever had to fart during sex and had to hold it in the whole time?
Yes. You see, the last part, you just say, hold it in, and the worst thing to hold your fat. And you get, and you go, don't want fat around the boy because you know, that turn him off and you go hold the fat and then you go take dick. You ever hold your fat and suck the cat? You feel like it's a come through all your years to blow.
I never done it.
You never had the fart?
No.
You never ate something beforehand?
And it made me have the fart? No.
I have.
You're amazing.
Yeah, I've had to fart and just had to hold it.
And if it happens now, I'm going to blame it on y'all.
Because
you come back, your head start go, woo!
Like the cartoon. Listen, if that happens to me now, I'm going to blame it on y'all.
Sorry. And then you start feeling like, man, I hope this don't slide out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then your belly starts like bubbling just... because you're going to hold it back in now. And then
like, don't let it slide out.
You're going to hold one fart. You get fucked because a whole heap of come and you have to go hold it. You're uncomfortable too when you're left for time.
It's
while
so uncomfortable.
So you're full of fart.
You have fart while he's eating you out.
I've never had a fart when he was eating me out.
Jesus Christ, that nasty.
Oh my gosh, no.
But not, I mean, you can't do it, but yeah. Imagine how to...
I'm nasty, right?
Listen, when it happens...
You farted on a boy when my name
is? I don't think I ever farted on anybody. I hope not.
It's awful.
Listen, it might have been one of them drunk nights. You don't remember.
Did you poop on a boy? See it then.
Gigi lying.
No, I've never pooped on a boy.
What if a guy asked you to?
Not shit in a poop.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
When you
what
say
if
fart.
A guy asked you to shit on him?
Oh, I can't do that.
That's not real.
What if he paid you?
No.
It would have to be a whole lot of money.
Like how much?
Like
at a minimum.
Gigi, I feel I've running belly for shit for any boy because it's easy for sit down over one boy and decide say you got shit.
I don't even know
on the toilet and for shit, it crazy me. I feel like it's a spliff or something for really rare. Well, they are wrong. Let's go right away. So for your man, I'm going to tell me, oh, I'm going to pay you a million to shit on me. Boy, it's a go rough. But then again, we have a new thing now. You're telling me,
I'll take a million.
Yes.
I'll take a million for him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come on now, Gigi. $25,000. To shit on somebody.
Nah, I need more than that.
$25,000? You won't just shit on somebody? He not shitting on you.
Maybe shit on him for you.
Maybe 50.
$50,000 is our number.
Dobie, you shit on somebody for $50,000?
Yeah, because I got bad at something and drink it.
Whoa.
Worse if me know. See, the truth. Worse if me know. See, adapt me, I got to do or whatever the case is. You know, you have to go in a different dimension in your head for your shit.
Yeah,
you
do.
Yeah,
that's
high,
what I'm saying.
Drunk.
Right. So I'm going to have to be like drunk and full, take a laxative or something.
Right, you have to separate that little part, right? That's all.
Oh, what if it was somebody you love and it was his birthday?
No, I'm not shit on him. Why am I going to shit on him? No,
he said, all I want for my
he's
birthday.
He's so creative.
All I want for my birthday is a shit booty hoe.
I'm going to say,
it's a shit booty hoe.
I just go down the road and fuck a boy, suck him.
She wanted me to cop over her and shit on her stomach.
What if that's all he wanted? He don't want no gift. He just wants you to shit on me. It's my birthday.
No.
It's his 30th birthday.
You know what I would ask him? You know what I would really ask him on some serious level though?
What?
Who the fuck shit pan you make you want me if you can't shit pan you now? Because you must get shit pan.
Already. Why you want, you want it?
Yeah.
If you understand, because you know now all this shit on him. So why not for your 30th birthday you want shit?
What?
He's been there before.
Yeah,
yeah. On a bitch been shitting on you, nigga.
Ew.
You coming around with bitch shit staying on you like, what the fuck?
Okay, what if he said, it's my birthday, I just want you to lick my ass?
We call it body wash.
Would you body wash?
Call it body wash.
Body wash?
Mm-hmm. Body.
Body wash.
Oh, body. Oh, sorry. Yes. I was thinking of a...
Yeah.
Like a,
she said body
he was thinking
wash.
Of dub.
No, body wash is a Jamaican term.
Yes,
you understand?
We know.
The artist Alkaline, I him first come out with it, you know. Body wash. You know,
so would
it
made
me so nasty.
On his birthday?
Yeah, man. Yeah, forget about it.
Okay. So that's a yes.
Yeah, come here, go beard him and then body wash him.
Would you do it, Jasmine?
Abel. I don't think so.
It's his birthday.
I don't want to.
If you don't do it to next girl, I'll go do it, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be drunk, high, out of my mind.
Well, you better get drunk and high.
We got to be together for a minute.
Okay, you better be together.
Yeah, what if he really likes
that
it, then it becomes a regular request?
Because it's not every month. But that, I don't,
that's what happens.
I don't want to do it.
They like it and then they ask where all the
that's
time.
What I'm saying. What if he start liking it and then he it becomes a normal request?
It does.
Like, that's what after my birthday.
That's what. That's what.
Oh,
that's what happened.
My birthday.
You know, my
they
birthday
like
was
it.
Last month.
They like it so much that they start to like want it.
What does it taste like? The rest of their skin, like
body.
No, Angela. No, you're
meant to the hole, or you just do the crack.
Listen. No, listen.
I mean, it depends on how far you want to take it.
You don't necessarily mean
or how far he wants you to take it.
Batty and go up in his batty, you know.
Oh, what if he spread it out himself?
No, boy, can't spread out them batty all in front of me. You can't do that. What we mean by evil batty wash, whatever, we mean we are kiss up the balls and, you know, we don't necessarily mean we are going, you know, the boy batty all the shit come out. Yeah. You understand what I mean?
The taint. Yeah. Right.
It's just like
you do that area.
Right. Okay. You understand me? The batter and whatever, because people tend to mistake the batty wash thing, you know. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
Right.
It's not necessarily the man is skinning out his body or a woman go look on a man and cock him up and skin him out and go in
it's
his body.
It's right below it.
It's the balls right there. Mm-hmm. And the dick, like I say, a boy will get body wash. Me will give a boy body wash in our term.
Okay.
He must have nice balls sit up nice on him dick. So when I rise up the dick with the balls, I go, the long blood clot balls, them not going to work.
No, you gotta hold them.
What was that? Not going to work. That not going to work.
It's so like a crane.
People tend to take it different. You have some girls who really go in a body wall and do that kind of half of the line right there. So we don't do that part there.
Now, what's the first thing you do after sex?
My light, my spliff. Me always hungry. Me always hungry.
Okay.
So, we'll probably go name something.
Smoke and eat.
Yeah, depends on the feeling. Or maybe me just burn a spliff and we talk and, you know, do. I mean, me just jump asleep.
Go to sleep. That's a nice one. Yeah. What about you, Jasmine, after sex? First thing
I'm corny. I go to the bathroom. I wash up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I wash up.
I wet the rag.
But you're not forgetting out the bathroom for that good girl.
Oh, okay. He should bring you the rag.
So that's what I did. Well,
no, I'm just saying. Even if I'm not bring the rag, while I look a towel or something, I don't dump on the bed already. Or you take a sheet while I put your crutches
the
down.
The sheet.
No, you
that's in a hotel, not at home.
No hotel. You can't take the sheet while I put your crutches, sleep, wake up, then you change your sheet. Because you're not expect it, right? Or if the boy want your next bitch in a man, post the juice, I feel business. That. Me just I say, depends on the mood, because sometimes some boy fuck out your blood clot, you can't get up, go wash out no pussy. Mm. Fuck weak, you get tired, you have to just stay right where you're there, make you come all dry underneath you. Then you wake up the next morning and you go to bed.
There you go.
You understand how you wake up in a before day, it depends on what time you fuck or when you wear
off. Yeah, it depends on what time it is.
Right.
Yeah,
so sometimes it depends on what chew down the cocky. You not got the strength for you get up right away if you do.
Because I pee afterwards too. I try to pee after too.
So you don't squirt? Because you could just, that pee is squirt.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it depends if you want pee. When you're done pee, you're going to pee your wife with the pussy. Yeah, that's different. But not every girl or every time you're done fuck.
They say you're supposed to pee after sex.
Yeah. I'm usually peeing after.
I don't pee all the time after sex.
You're supposed to because
almost always.
Yeah. What? Geez,
why? Why are you supposed to?
Because they said you could get urine and chest infection.
Oh.
Especially if you use the condom. You gotta flush all that shit out.
But you know when pee, if you say, okay, you hold it and him continue sex and then you're done sex and a pee, so I'm gonna understand.
Well, I'm just saying, the diet that you're supposed to pee after sex. Just
them
say
enough things, them say enough after, so especially if I'm dick, so it's a lot
there
of
you
things.
Go.
But that's not the first thing I'm gonna do.
Coffee, some drink tea, some drink
hair. And a seat.
Exactly.
What do you do after sex, Gigi, first thing?
Washing my face.
Really? Your face?
Oh, because he busts on her face.
Yes, Gigi.
Gotcha.
And wipe for the comb with your ear.
It be in my hair. It be in my lashes. It be up my nose. I hate when it get in my eye. Oh my God. Then I had pink eye for the whole day. All day long. I'll be like, what's wrong with your eye?
It's that cum shot.
Right.
And you'd be like, that was rude.
I'm going to wash my face. I'm going to pee.
You ever get an attitude because somebody came in your eye? Like, why the
fuck? Yeah. Yes.
She's like, yes.
Yes.
That's just rude. Like, how dare you?
I'm going to start fucking in my glasses so I can have a shield to protect my eyes.
Now, weird fishes or some shit.
Now, would you be with a guy who didn't know how to fight?
Enough, boy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to beat someone. And if them can't fight or not beat, but boy, me don't want a pussy. Me don't want a nigga. All right. Me don't want a man who can defend himself. Mm-hmm. It's not like say my walk and I pick trouble or whatever, but you African, me don't know because me deal with boy already and be with them and them never fight, shoot a gun or kill a man yet. So me don't even know if them can't fight and I don't know me a war with them blood clot. So me can't even say, if mother date a guy if him can't fight, cause oh me gonna know if him can't fight, mm-hmm. and him not gonna fight with a man or have no altercation, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But you just have to know the sternness or the something in other man there to say, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It's not a pussy me there with her, it's right. not a pussy me a fuck.
You don't wanna be out and somebody talk right. crazy and he just, I don't know.
Nah, B.
Even, yeah, you know, just, in general, you can yeah. feel
that. You want to feel like you're protected a little yeah. bit.
Right.
Even if I'm a fake it.
Mm-hmm. Stand your ground.
Yes, yeah, and mm-hmm. I have to feel for say like, yeah.
You ever been out with somebody and they and it was just embarrassing because somebody beat them up or punched them?
No, sir.
That never happened.
No, but my dealt already with guys when I date and say war pop off. Blood clot, me I fling beer buckle, me I defend my man.
Oh, you defend him?
No, meaning, say for instance, we're at the club like this chilling, mm-hmm. and say something pop off in the club. Bitch, me I fling buckle to me, and I'm going for boss. All the mic me I fling, all my shoes me I take off and fling, you understand? So you're not that level there, you know what I mean? It's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you? You ever been in a situation
where a dude got beat up that I was with?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. What about in a fight? Or somebody talked to him crazy and you was like, damn, he's a pussy.
No. Uh-uh. Nope.
Never had an experience, eh?
Mm-mm.
Gigi?
No.
Damn.
That never happened to
me. Yeah, that happened to me once.
And then beat up the boy in front.
I won't say he came, this guy had came to where I was at and he ended up getting beat up, but I wasn't dating him. I hadn't even spoke to him and like, damn, wow. He knew I was talking about him.
This happened to us before, didn't it?
Yeah, she funny. What's that?
He like, alert, fire. Alert. Don't tell this story.
Right.
Don't snitch. Fire.
Yeah, so I wasn't talking to him and he came to where I was at because he saw on Instagram that I was somewhere and he popped up and he got beat up.
Well, punks jump so up to get beat down. So
because him see you there?
That's what the hell yeah.
So why him even call him?
Listen, I guess he thought he could talk to me or something and, you know.
So did him...
Is the other guy you was with beat him up?
So the other guy wasn't even with me. He was with... It was a group of us. Mm. And my friend had bought him there. Really, L'Oreal had bought him there.
Oh. No, we know the boy.
Yeah, it was... And then I guess they had some other issue. I didn't know nothing about it. And he beat him up. And I was like, it was bad.
You feel bad for him, don't you?
No, I was embarrassed. I was like, why did you come here? Yeah. Now you got beat up.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. And I think his eye was all fucked up. It was bad. But then after something like that happens, you just look at somebody like...
Yeah. Completely different.
All right, last thing I want to ask. As a side piece in a relationship, right? Let's just say the guy that you fucking wants advice about his main chick. Would you give him advice? Or do you mind if, as a side piece... discussing what's going on in his real relationship.
I'm not defend that. I'm not business on God, you're yeah, blood clot. She. The only discussion me I gonna make if you and her call my name or she call my name, come and cut out her blood clot or water. But me in a response for what going on in your life over there. So don't bring none of your house life to me because me the right yeso. Fool no business that. So that I don't even wanna hear.
You ever had a girl call you up?
Me?
Mm-hmm. About you fucking her man?
Like, back in the days, you have one and two little loose girl now and then. And when them call me, I don't argue with them. I said yes, and he fucked me good.
Oh, shit.
What you gonna do about that? Because as a side girl, if take a girl, man, you're off your body. You can't be a pussy fucking a bitch, nigga.
That's true. Oh,
you can't do that.
That's true.
You cannot do that. That is a code where you don't do. So if you know you cannot defend the cock that you're gonna take, you leave people man the fuck alone. Now, bad girl alone take girl man. Real body girl.
What if he was honest with you and said he had a girl and he was like, look, she might call you, just, you know, just say.
Why she might call me? Why, sir? Why she might call me? Why you are going to tell me she might call me? Why? You are going to give her my number for she call me? Oh.
Okay, so what if he found out that she got your number and he's like, look, my girl about to call you. I just need you to deny it.
Me nah blood clot do it. Y'all gonna tell her from no, y'all whining I'm old. Me nah save no dick. Captain save a hoe, I ain't saving no dick. You understand?
Attention 42 Broadway. Please disregard fire alarm.
See, that's like disregarding right. that shit.
Disregard that.
Disregard that because no. You can't, you're mad? That means you don't have no respect for me being a side girl. If your woman find out me and you are fuck, and you have a call me to tell me to play along with it, you're a batty man.
Ooh.
Me a real bad girl. You can't do that. You crazy? That mean I'm a rating to me and respect for me. You must know if your girl find out, so we are fuck what you are going to do and angle that. Don't call me for angle that. That's a your business. That's your girl. That's not my girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. I thought the code was if you know you're the side piece, you're supposed
to
deny it.
We not have a code, nothing. The only time we have a code, if we just start fuck, I'm not too like you or into you like that, I'm like your cock or like the money where I spend, then me probably think about do that.
Okay. You think about it.
So there's an exception, maybe.
I think about it in that term. Depends on the relationship you have with the man. Mm-hmm. But if it's a real boy I know and me like and him whining and my juju and them something that me go fall in love with him. And then, because you know, say a lot of girls fall in love with the other girl, man. Yeah. Because that happens because sometimes you get a better wine, you know.
Right. And he be lying.
Yeah.
That's a different case. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if me and you have that relationship in a sense where you don't know what time it is, you must know if you get catch or your woman catch you, you must know where you are going with the relationship.
Yeah.
Don't call me and tell me if I back you up. It's not going to work right. If me and you meet or start fucking on that level as a backup level, then okay, depends on whatever the situation is, but not on that term then, nah.
Has a girl called, I'm sure a girl's called you before, Gigi.
Did you not take no call?
A girl's never called you?
To hit you up?
Mm-mm. Did you have
I feel like
girl?
That's happened to everybody.
That's happened to me.
Point.
No, girl has came up to me, like, was trying to fight me.
The only, she had the every only right time.
She was right.
The only time I ever was involved was like, with somebody's boyfriend and it came up was, I was like in high school and I was on a four-wheeler with this boy and we got hit by a car and we got into an accident together and it came out that I was on a four-wheeler with him. So she like talked shit about me back at school. Like, oh yeah, I hope that bitch leg fall off, that because my leg was broken.
Oh shit.
But we've, to this day, 20 years later, we've never crossed paths for her to have said anything to me.
Were you messing
about
with
it.
The guy?
Kinda.
Okay.
So, it was on a, you know you fucking him if you're on a four-wheeler.
Listen, I was...
I was 17.
Listen, I was.
I was a little girl.
That is, yeah, you were young.
Gigi, don't act like you.
We wasn't having sex though, but I was like kicking it with him and stuff, and I knew about his girlfriend, but we wasn't having sex.
I had just had my
daughter was like 5 months old.
See, she said that shit like she was a virgin.
No, yeah, but I was fresh out of having a baby. Right. You know, I wasn't about to be
on a four wheeler.
I mean, I was on a four wheeler, and we had only went around the block.
Is that
when we got hit by a car?
In Philly.
Of course.
Yeah.
Four wheeler.
On a four wheeler.
Of course.
Ride through your block back at 12 o'clock.
Definitely in Philly.
Of course.
Jasmine, we got to hear your story.
I was dealing with a guy. He was older, and I knew he had a girlfriend. And he had this place I would go to. He had another place.
Okay.
So I would go to
the side bitch place.
Yes, it was a side bitch place. So he left or whatever. We were done. And she came bamming on the door. And my car was out there. I'm like, I can't stay holed up in this. So I went downstairs. She tried to fight me. She was asking me all these questions.
You just came downstairs?
Well, I was going. She was not leaving.
And you had to leave?
I had to go. You know what I'm saying?
So you
and I called him. I'm like, yo, she is downstairs. He like, I'm going to send my boy to come get you. I'm like, no, we don't need to do that. Like
escort you out.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't need to do that.
Well,
I was
at
just,
least he cool because he's trying to help you. To
yeah, but I was just like.
So he was able to answer the phone while she was downstairs?
No, he left.
And she pulled
up.
And she pulled up on him.
Yes. He left and she pulled up. And so I was just, my only concern was I didn't want to get in the car because I've seen people get their ass beat in the car. Mm-hmm. You know how you get in the car and they come through the window, through the door, whatever.
That's terrible.
So I was like, I'm just going to come down with my bag.
I don't want to get my ass beat in the car.
I'm going to come down. I'm like, I'm going to leave my stuff here because I don't want her to get me and I got my bag and stuff or whatever. So yeah, she just confronted me and.
She called you a hoe and stuff like
that. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. But the thing is, it was funny because she used to mess with him when he was married. So it was kind of like karma
full
for her.
Circle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, girl, you should have known what was about to happen.
You know what it was. Yep.
You think he changed because of you? Girl, bye.
Right.
Now, the last thing I want to talk about is falling out of love, right?
Oh, no, really?
What, Gigi? All right. So how do you know when you are not in love with somebody anymore and what makes that happen?
Let me answer first.
Okay, Gigi.
So
You know how when your significant other comes around, walks in the room, the name pop up on your phone and you get like butterflies and you get excited to see or hear or talk to that person? Okay, so that's the first thing that stops happening.
Okay.
Right? And then you kind of get like annoyed by every little thing that they do or say.
That happens in relationships though, right? You get annoyed by them at times.
I'm talking about like
all the, really. You're always annoyed.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
And then it gets to the point where you just don't care about what happens with the relationship. So if it's over, if he dies, he dies. You know? Man, like, ooh. If the relationship is over, the
you
relationship
stop
is over.
Killing people on this podcast.
I didn't mean for him to die, but I'm just saying. I just used that analogy. If the relationship is over, the relationship is over. Like, I no longer care.
If they, you don't, okay, wait a minute. When the relationship's over, you don't care if they die?
No, I'm just saying, if the relationship dies, then.
It is what it is.
Gotcha. Like, I'm not about to try to, like, fight for this relationship when I'm not even in love with this person anymore. Mm. So here we are, which is why I'm single.
Ah, shit.
Are you She's just single. Fucking? You should have
got. No, I'm single.
She what just got single.
August.
I'm single.
Okay.
You, but. I don't know, Gigi, because we've had a lot of ins and outs and ups and downs, but I have come to the point where I've reached my breaking point. Like, it's only but so much I can ingest. It's only so much I can sweep under the rug. It's only so much that I can just ignore, you know? And I've gotten to the point where I'm not with the shit anymore. So we're single.
You about to have a hot girl fall?
I'm about to have a hot girl move back to Atlanta.
Oh, shit. Really about, okay.
Y'all both gonna be in Atlanta.
I'm about to move back to Atlanta.
It sound like a
yeah, let's go down there and run the place, take
you
off.
Know.
Sound like a Juju link up to me.
Juju link up in the Atlanta 2020. That's where we at. You know, it's not gonna happen tomorrow because, you know, it's a big move. It's like when I moved here from Atlanta for our relationship, it didn't happen overnight.
It's gonna happen because it's sort of hard to.
But can you admit when maybe you're wrong?
Absolutely.
And say, okay, maybe I contributed to this.
Absolutely. I don't think I did.
Oh my God.
I don't think I contributed to this breakup.
I love you.
You know, I've been in this relationship for a very long time. And one thing that has never changed, even though we've been in and out of each other's lives, is the amount of control that he tries to have over me. And it's just time to cut the puppet strings. Like, I want to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to live up under your rules. I don't want to live up under what you expect from me. I don't want to live up under what you want me to do with my life. Like,
so you
I'm
can't
done
live your
life
and be in this relationship at the same time?
No.
The two cannot coexist.
No. We've tried. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it anymore. I'm done.
Sorry, yeah,
it's been 10 years.
That's a long time. Mm-hmm. That's longer than
and this is fresh.
And we've went back. It's since our last breakup and my last move out and all of that, it's been a little over 1 year, so like a year and a month. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not in it anymore.
Damn. You never said it like that.
So I hope y'all believe me because it's the truth.
She said, I hope y'all do.
I feel like I feel sad.
No, because nobody believes me. Everybody's like, because of our past.
Yes,
because of every time we've broken up in the past 6 years, 8 years, 9 years.
Do you make announcements every time you guys break up?
I've moved out. Like, we've been living together on and off for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. This will be my third time moving out of this house.
Mm-mm. Damn. Well, Dobie, do you tend to go back to the same person over and over again?
No.
Once you're done, you're done? Mm-hmm. When you're done, you're done?
After when they start. What do you mean?
Like, once you break up and get back together, break up and get back together. Is there somebody, a guy that you've been with that you always go back to?
No. Not in that sense then. Uh-uh. Can't remember something I love nobody. Me only in love with them dick.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh, but you can't be in love with that. You can't be in love with dick.
Yeah, you have to be in love with dick. I like hard. I crush a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm in love with dick and balls, like, me in a different level. I get too much that feeling something there right now. Me not find that.
I don't know.
Me in love, me love a boy, would more than him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think you want to get married?
Me?
Yeah, one day.
She said me, like you ain't talking right to her.
I'm looking right at you.
Who, me? Marriage.
Who's that?
Don't be worse.
What did you say? Did you?
She said, of course.
Okay.
Don't say of course, like that's a given. You, of course.
It's a beautiful thing.
So when you get married, are you going to have a monogamous just have sex with him? Or are you guys gonna have like an open marriage? Or?
No, man, if me, if, my man. That's mine.
That's it.
Mine.
My right. man.
That's it. Nobody mine. Else.
Just mine. One dick and balls forever.
That's my dick
one
and
dick
balls.
And two balls.
Oh, what yeah. Two balls.
Can he have a little dick? Your husband.
No.
What if everything about him is...
Him would big.
You like big dicks?
Man, I mean, I like big dicks because, you know, sometimes the dick come and it's not that big, but it feel good and it's heavy and it do-do-do.
Heavy.
Yeah, heavy.
Heavy. I like a heavy dick. Heavy's yes. good.
I like that word, too.
Heavy.
Thick skin.
Gigi, what if he was like, let's get married?
Me and L'Oreal had this conversation today. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Really? Mm-hmm. You feel like just because you put in as much time as you did, you felt like you had to try to work it out?
Then or now?
Then,
but not now. That's how I felt last year going back. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just give it one last try. Mm-hmm.
So moving
and
forward.
Here we are a year later.
So you think you want to be single for a while now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Just ask. After doing a 10-year bid, I need to be single.
10-year bid.
A bid.
That was a bid.
You was in the feds, though. You had a nice jail cell.
I did.
She lived well. She had that Martha Stewart
the
jail.
Martha Stewart.
That was. You right. You right.
I got to do some time.
You wasn't in General Pop, boo.
Nah, I wasn't in General Pop. But I was definitely doing a bid. And I'm over. Yeah, L'Oreal said, me and L'Oreal was talking about it today because, like I said, none of my friends believe me when I say that mm-hmm. I'm done. They all like, whatever. We've heard this a million times. I'm like, all right. And she's like, what if he just comes today with a ring? Are you going to take it? And I was like, no.
So you would say no?
I would say no. Because just like he said a year ago when I told him I didn't want to move back and play house with him that we should think about getting married, he said a ring ain't going to change our problems. Mm-mm. So don't come with a ring right now because it's not going to change our problems. What's done is done.
Well, on that note, Dovey, shout out to you, by the way, for coming through for me.
Yes, ma'am.
For thank Angela Yee Day.
Thank you, thank you.
You
thank
did
you.
Amazing.
You need to have an Angela
and
Yee
balling
night.
Out with us.
You need to have an Angela Yee night.
Oh, we are.
After hours.
Ooh.
After dark. Raw and uncut.
After dark.
I already know she going to go back to the hotel and play with herself.
She not going to wait till she get to the hotel.
Oh, no, she going to
get in the car.
Yeah, but I'm going to be in the back.
Don't forget your toy.
Car, yeah. VP car.
Anybody want to try this tonight?
What you mad for?
Me and her are going to fight.
She going to try it. She's going to try it.
You try this tonight. All right, Gigi.
She going to try it.
Do your little sexy
it was beautiful.
Earlier.
I love it. I love your, I love the event that you put on. Like, it give me chills over my body. Even when the little girl that was on stage
she knew what, yeah.
did a Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
And she was going
so
and going and going. And I was like, wow. And just to see it, you know, everybody dared us to do. Even the part where the little girl started to sing Ball Out.
And you were like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And I paid her. Like, I gave, when you see me giving her the money, it's like, basically, I'm letting her know, please don't sing Ball Out again. And I gave her the money. When you see me try to take the money from the man, it's to pay her, like, just give her something.
Right.
So I just went in the fanny pack and gave her the money. And I was like, don't sing it again. By the time I woke up, she was like, it's a good beat. I'm like, oh, can I just pay her not to sing? But, you know, to see
words.
What you did. And then, you know, just to see even the parent going home with like a little book bag, mm-hmm. a little thing is a good feeling because, you know, a lot of artists from the reggae scene in Jamaica, they give back to the community in Jamaica. And, you know, just like what they're doing and you don't have to do it. They don't have to do it. And mm-hmm. some people are so ungrateful because, you know, you have the parents like what you do come out there. And although you give, say you have 200 bags.
Right.
And maybe 300 or 400 come out and some don't get. They make it seem like, okay, you should have 400 bags because my child didn't get nothing like, you know. But to see the ones that was there accepted, had fun, mm-hmm. the food, just everything that was
oh,
there.
Yeah, you like the food? You got some food?
Yeah, the food was good.
All right, good.
I like the black thing in the bottle, you guys, or the energy drink thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, from the juice bar?
I don't know if people it has the white bottle and like the black bottle.
The Uptime, maybe the energy drink.
Oh, probably. Oh,
but I do want to say this, but I do want to thank you so much for coming up because you did, you know, do something that you didn't have to do.
You're welcome.
So it was a collaborative effort for everybody to come.
Definitely, because, you know, I'm a part of the Reggae Gold for VP. Mm-hmm. So, of course, to know that they, you know, teamed up with you, that's a big, big look. And for us as dancehall artists coming from Jamaica here in you know, America, mm-hmm. doing the music and to get, you know, invited from VP Records along with you guys, of course, it's a blessing. You can't turn that down.
Well, it was a big deal for me because I want to make sure we bring more attention. Like, you know, I listen to dancehall all the time. I listen to reggae all the time. Yes. So I want to make sure that we promote that more in my show. So that's why I'm glad that you came on The Breakfast Club. Make sure you did lip service. Come out and whatever you need from us, you know, we got you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys accepting me for being me myself, raw and uncut, although, you know, right. some people may say, oh,
that's the best way to be.
I'm glad you guys accept me and I appreciate it.
We just want you to try that butt plug.
See, that's all we ask from you.
See?
Get you one ass.
Jenna.
You need some silicone lube to go along with it. She need a little silicone
but
lube.
But you are a very sweet person, Angela. And I'm happy that I met you because you see your energy where you have and you're so cute and you just give that. It's like you just give that like, wow, let me just go and look upon her real quick. Like, you know that cute daisy flowers look like.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I mean?
Ain't that sweet?
Smile nice, but at the same time, when I'm ready for drop leaf, when I, you know what I'm saying? I know I see that with you, but I'm saying it's a great feeling to meet you and, you know, to be here.
Right.
And a part of something that you do from your heart.
Well, thank you. We're going to be with y'all in Atlanta, too.
Mm-hmm.
When Gigi comes to Atlanta, we'll be out there.
I can't wait for Gigi to come to Atlanta.
And we're all going to stuff dicks up our nose after this.
Yes.
Thank you so mm-hmm. much.
Yes, I rub the balls in your nose.
Rub the balls up there, too.
I'm balls for my nose right now. Tell me, hey. Stay you're not going home.
And is there anything you want to talk about that you have coming up too? We want to make sure.
Yes.
Because of course Reggae Gold is out now, 2019.
Yes, and definitely I'm working on my new EP.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my new management. She's here in the building. Shout out to Karina. You understand me?
She
new
was
management.
About you.
Yes. All structured and everything. I'm ready for this new energy, new path. I know a lot mm-hmm. of people are gonna see a lot of changes, you know, with my behavior, maybe with certain things, because you know, we have to get in line to get the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And this management team that I'm with, they don't play. You know what I mean? When it come on to put in that work out there, that music, because that is what you're here for and what they're for, the structure. Also, I have a music video coming out, Juju.
Ah, shit.
Mm.
You already did the video?
Yes, okay. We shot the video here in Manhattan.
Oh, that was a few days ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So shout out to VP Records on that. Shout out to Diamond. Shout out to Diamond from Lee Pink Studios in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. She was great on set with us. And I also have some new songs coming out. We have songs coming out from Triton Ram Music.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good song we have coming out. We have, you know, I have a record coming out from, you know, some just a lot of new stuff coming out.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear that because I know we was vibing while we was getting ready today. Mm-hmm. So.
And I have a lot of shows coming up. I'll be on stage in Poughkeepsie this Saturday,
mm-hmm.
31st. And then the 2nd, I'll be on stage in the Bronx. Nice.
The Bronx, baby.
Yes.
The Bronx.
I'll be live in LaRousse.
Okay.
So Ball Out Nation.
Yes, Ball Out Nation.
Come out, baby. Juju Pussy Queens.
Hey.
Pussy Juju Queens. Dick niggas. Come
ooh.
Out.
Uh-oh. Juju Dick.
I'm gonna talk
how you got
to
a Juju Dick?
You know that night, I tell you yesterday, when you get a dickhead, a good dick, niggas. Because the same way we keep our pussy clean, with the juice or whatever, you have some niggas, they keep that dick good, clean.
Mm-hmm. Heavy.
That Juju Dick.
Yeah,
Juju
heavy,
dick.
Heavy dick.
She sat up straight like she was sitting on one.
Juju heavy,
Juju dick.
Yes, but I have like I said, you know, enough new music I come out. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Young producers. We have tracks that I'm working with Dane Ray, Hempton Music, Otto. I have music coming out from, you know, Shabadan. I also have another record coming out from VP. I did not want to say it yet because it's gonna be very special.
Ah, shit.
Right. So at the end of the day, we have enough work coming. Out,
and you better keep it raw, because I like the raw. Keep it raw, bareback music.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm excited about the Juju video, so I would love for you guys to check it out, share it.
Jasmine Brand is going to post it.
We got you.
Yes.
Yes.
We got you.
Yes, I'm excited for the Jujubee.
Jeezy, you could have been in that. I probably could have. Mm. I got some moves, girl. I got some moves.
She got that single Juju now.
Shout out to the dancers that take part in it also, and the whole team, Stephanie from VP. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to that.
All right, well, Dobie Magna, make sure y'all check her out. Make sure y'all follow her. Yes. We had a good time with her. All you
follow me on Instagram.
Baby daddy, slide in them DMs. Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to my Viva channel. The link in my bio. Also, book me. Boop me, boop me, boop me.
In many ways. All right. All right. Well, that is Lip Service, y'all. And Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us from the Jasmine brand as our special guest host.
No problem. I can't wait to come back.
Mm-hmm. And big up Gigi with a tad Juju Pussy.
Damn.
Juju Pussy.
Lip Service. Lip.